感谢上帝。
But I give thanks to God.
我们照样可以聚会。
In the same manner we can gather.
求主赐福给我们，也听主的话语。
May God bless us. The more we will listen to Him.
我们也明白主的真理。
The more we understand His truth.
我们也亲近他。
And we get closer to Him.
我们一同打开马太福音第六章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew 6.
我们来读几节的圣经。
Let's read a few verses.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
我们从第七节来开始来读。
We want to read from verse 7.
你们祷告不可像外邦人，用许多重复的话，他们以为话多了，必蒙垂听。你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以前，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。所以你们祷告要这样说，大家一同念：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。接下去我自己读：你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。我们读经就到这个地方。我们再一次低头祷告，请杨长老带领我们祷告。
我们一起祷告。天父恩主，你的话语已经打开在我们的面前，求主赐给我们谦卑可受教的心灵，好叫我们把所有我们心里面一切的重担都卸给你，叫我们能够倾心来到你面前，如同孩子来到父亲的面前一般，好叫你的话语能够进入我们的心里面，扎根，叫我们生命里面结出属灵的果子来。奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求，阿们，
阿们。我们从上个礼拜开始讲解耶稣基督所教导的主导文。
From last week we started the series on the Lord's Prayer.
这句话叫做主导文。
This is called the Lord's Prayer.
是主教导我们的祷告词。
It was because it is a prayer taught by our Lord.
我相信这是人类历史有史以来全世界最伟大的祷告。
I believe that this is the greatest prayer in human history.
因为这不是人感到自己需要向上帝面前发出来的祷告词。
For this was not a prayer that came from human needs.
是基督道成肉身，以神的身份到地上成为人，教导全人类怎样向上帝祷告。
But this is from Christ, the God incarnate as human being, teaching us how to pray towards God.
所有的祷告都是人以自己的需要面向他以为是神的所发出的呼求。
All the prayers came about from human needs towards a God that they thought is the real God.
所以人的祷告没有办法没有脱离以自我为中心的弊病。
Therefore, human-based prayer cannot escape from being self-centered.
耶稣基督教导我们祷告的时候，
But when Jesus Christ taught us to pray,
他不是以人为中心，从我们的需求来向上帝祷告。
His prayer was not based on human needs to call upon God.
他也不是把人想象中间的神来代表真神作为我们祷告的对象。
Nor did he pray towards an idol that he think was God.
他是神那里出来的救主。
But he is the savior from God.
他是道成肉身的人。
He is a human being, God incarnate.
他以又是神又是人的身份，在人与神中间做中保来教导我们。
And he taught us fully God, fully man, between God and man.
所以这个祷告是何等正确，何等伟大的祷告。
Therefore, this prayer is most correct and most great.
耶稣说：“你们祷告要如此说。”
Jesus said, "You ought to pray like this."
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
我们的祷告是向谁发出去呢？
And so to whom do we pray?
是向创造万有、托住万有、保护我们、照顾我们的上帝发出去。
It is towards the God who has created all things, provide for all things, and take care of us.
这位上帝创造了我们。
And this God created us.
他也是照顾了我们。
And he also take care of us.
而且在旧约里面他说，不是我的儿子的，我使他们成为我的儿子。我使自己成为他们的父亲。
In the Old Testament, he said that those who do not belong to me, I make them my children, and I become their father.
这表示人可以得到最大的权柄。
It means that we can receive the greatest authority.
身为上帝的儿女。
To become children of God.
我们成为神的儿女， 我们是何等大的特权在我们身上。
And this is indeed a great privilege.
我们称上帝为我们的父亲。
For we can call God our Father.
这是何等亲密、何等甘甜的一个对象、一个关系。
It's such an intimate and sweet relationship.
所以罗马书第八章第十五节告诉我们。
Romans chapter 8 verse 15 says.
上帝把儿子的灵赐给我们。
God has given to us the Spirit of the Son.
所以我们以儿子的身份呼叫阿爸。天父
And so as a son, we call upon him Abba Father.
我们来到我们的父的面前
That we come before our Father.
我们可以坦然无惧
Without any fear.
我们靠着父对我们的爱
By the love he gave to us.
我们陈明我们的需要是什么
And then we tell him what we need.
当我们对父祷告的时候
But when we pray to the Father.
我们第一句话就把这个关系跟这个特权用出来
The very first sentence display this relationship and privilege.
所以我们说我们在天上的父
So we say our Father in heaven
因为他是我们的父
Indeed he is our Father
所以我们有权柄来到他的面前
So we can come before him
因为他是我们的父
And because he is our Father
所以他们知道我们所需要的一切
He will know what we need
耶稣基督说在你们没有祷告以前
Jesus said before you even pray
你们的天父早就知道你们所需要的一切
Your heavenly Father already knew what you want
既然已经知道了我们的一切我们为什么还要祷告呢
If that were the case, why do we pray then?
祷告是不是多此一举呢
Is it a redundant thing to do?
祷告是不是根本不需要的事情呢
Maybe something unnecessary.
完全不是
Absolutely not.
当我们在父面前祷告的时候
Before the Father when we pray,
我们去使用我们的特权
We are using our special privilege.
以儿子的身份来到父亲的面前
As a child of God, we come before the Father.
这是其他的宗教所没有的
This is absent from all the religions.
这是其他的关系所不能相
Or cannot be compared with other relationships.
我们赋予特权，可以称我们的父是在天上的父。
And we are given the privilege to call him our Father who is in heaven.
虽然我们在地上遇到各样的困难、各样的遭遇，都没有办法拦阻这位在属天的、在上面的照顾我们的父给我们的眷顾。
And therefore, no matter what you've encountered in this life, you cannot separate yourself from the care of this Father.
我们要对世人说，我们在天上有一位爱我们的父。
We want to tell the whole world that in heaven we have a Father who loves us.
世界的创造者。
He is the creator of the whole world.
基督徒生命的救赎者。
The savior of a Christian's life.
是一切一切的供应。真正供应我们的那位源头
and the source of all that has been provided to us
感谢上帝
and thanks be to God
当我们与主发生关系的时候
when we have such a relationship with the Lord
我们使用我们的特权
we are using the privilege
我们应用我们是儿女到他的面前来的这个权柄
the privilege of being children of God coming before him
这样我们夫妻已经结婚了
like a husband and wife getting married
你知道我爱你
you know I love you
我也知道你爱我
I also know you love me.
但为什么我们还要说我爱你呢
So why do we still say I love you?
夫妻既然结婚就不必讲我爱你反正早就我爱你你爱我了
And since we are already married we don't even have to say that
早就已经做了结婚制这已经继承的事实不必再重提了
And it's already a fact we've signed the paper so don't have to say it
但是事情不是这样的冷酷
But life is not so cruel
因为我们就可以在里面享受彼此相爱重新温习那相爱的感情相爱的感受
For we do enjoy the relationship of loving one another
虽然我们知道他的需要
Although we know that there is a need
虽然知道上帝预备了我们所需要的一切
Although we know that God will provide for all things
当神听见我们称呼他为天父的时候
But when God hears us addressing him as our Father in heaven
我们的心感觉到何等的甘甜
There is a sweetness in the heart
我们的主感到了非常的满足
Our Lord will be most satisfied
正在这个关系中间享受与他之间的特权
For we are enjoying the privilege in this relationship
他说为我们预备的一切都要赐给我们
And all that he has prepared for us will be given to us
不是因为我们祷告了才赐给我们
Not because you have prayed
乃是因为我们有这样的权柄有这样甜蜜的关系所以他更喜欢使我们享受他所给我们的
But because we already have a sweet relationship with him he is all the more willing to give it to us
我们在天上的父
Our Father who art in heaven
当我们对他这样讲话的时候
When we address him in this manner
正在建立一个我你之间的关系
We are establishing an I-thou relationship
你是我的
That you belong to me
我是你的
And I belong to you
你是我的父
You are my father
我是你的儿子
I am your child
你虽然在天上
Although you are in heaven
我虽然在地上
And I'm on earth
但我跟你之间有一个父子之间的关系
But we have a father-child relationship
这是基督徒的祷告 最大的一个特权。
This is the biggest privilege for a Christian.
现在不可能有别的宗教有这样的祷告。
No other religion can possibly have such a prayer.
不可能在别的宗教有对上帝这样的称呼。
Or this sort of address towards God.
因为他们只是被造者。
For they are all creatures.
所以他们只能称上帝。
They can only call God.
称神。他们甚至可以把被造物代替那真正创造万物的上帝。
And often they use the creatures to take the place of the true God.
所以他们的对象是不清楚的。
They are confused.
他们的对象常常是自己造出来的。
Their object of worship have been created by themselves.
在罗马书第一章告诉我们。
Romans chapter 1 says.
虽然人知道上帝。
Although we would know about God.
但人不把上帝当作上帝来感谢他，来敬拜他。
But we do not worship or thank him like God.
所以人就为自己制造了许多的假神。
So we create for ourselves a lot of false idols.
敬拜被造之物。
And pray towards something that has been created.
不是敬拜造物之主。
Not the creator who created all things.
我们把昆虫、牲畜、动物代替上帝，把它当作神来敬拜。
People worship insects, animals in the place of God.
所以他们的思想变为虚妄。
And so their thoughts are misguided.
他们无知的心也变成昏暗了。
And their ignorant heart becomes darkened.
Their thought becomes futile.
And everything is futile.
Their heart becomes darkness.
他的心变成黑暗。
这是宗教里面很可怜的事情。
It is the most sad thing in religion.
当我们来到真神的面前的时候。
When we come before the true God.
我们以父子之间的关系与他建立我你之间的亲密的关系。
Like a father and child, we have an ideal intimate relationship.
讲了这句话以后
，After he said that,
耶稣说我们祷告的第一句话是什么
？The first thing that we should pray, Jesus said,
我们向天父祷告
is to pray towards the Father.
我们祷告的时候第一句话是什么
？And the very first sentence,
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
这句话不是说我主啊，我要发财，你给我。
Jesus did not say, "Give me prosperity."
那种自私的祷告
That's a self-centered prayer.
低级的祷告
A very lowly prayer.
那个愚昧的需求
A ignorant seeking.
不过是显明人常常以自我为中心来参政他们的宗教生活
It simply displays that you are self-centered in your religious life.
我们不是如此
Not so for us.
主道恩的开始
The beginning of the Lord's prayer.
告诉我们提到上帝的名
We talk about the name of God.
提到上帝的圣洁
And the holiness of God.
提到上帝的国度
The kingdom of God.
提到上帝的旨意
The will of God.
提到上帝的地上要运行的计划
And the plan of God on earth.
主祷文结束的时候
And when the Lord's prayer ended.
我们提到上帝的国度
We talk about the kingdom of God.
提到上帝的权柄
The power of God.
提到上帝的荣耀
The glory of God.
所以这个祷告跟世界所有宗教的祷告是完完全全不一样
And so this prayer is so completely different from the prayers of the world.
当你把以人为本的祷告跟主所教导的祷告相比的时候
When you compare man-centered prayer to the Lord's prayer
你觉得人是何等的自私
You will see how selfish we are
何等的短见
And how short-sighted we are
我们何等的以物质为中心
And how much we are based on the material world
我们求的是福气
We ask for blessings
我们求的是发财
We ask for prosperity
我们求的是顺利
We ask for smooth journey
我们求的是成功
We ask for success
我们求的是健康
We ask for health
我们求的是今生的福气
We ask for blessing in this lifetime
我们对来生完全不懂
We don'tknow anything about the life to come.
灵是完全不管。
We don't care about spirituality.
我们对神的心意完全不知。
All the will and heart of God.
我们在祷告中间做一个瞎眼，为自己自私的心表现自己无耻的祷告。
And in our prayer, we are blinded. We display our own selfish and shameless prayer.
所以我们应当回到主教导我们的祷告中间。
And so we need to return to the Lord's prayer.
我们在天上的父。
And said our Father in heaven.
愿荣都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
这句话就告诉我们，我们先承认。我们的主是圣洁的主。
The first thing is you recognize that He is a holy God.
因为你知道你在圣洁的主面前，你才知道你要怎么样做人。
And so you know that you're before the holy God, then you know how you ought to live.
我们今天在什么人面前，我们就会出哪一种的生活的状态出来。
And very often our attitude changes depending on who we are standing before.
当你站在老师面前的时候
，If you are before your teacher,
你一定会表现你学生的身份。
You will have an attitude.
当你站在警察面前的时候
，If you stand before a policeman,
你很想表达你是奉公守法的一个公民。
You want to show him you are law abiding.
当你站在总统面前的时候
，If you are before your president,
你盼望你可以做了一个荣耀祖国这个好的公民。
You want to be a good citizen and bring glory to your country.
当你站在一个强盗面前的时候
，You stand before a robber.
你可能会 变成一个非常勇敢不怕他与他相斗的一个人。
You may become a very courageous person to fight the robber.
你在谁的面前
？And so before a person,
就会显出你要显出的身份是什么
？You will adopt a different attitude.
那当我们在上帝的面前的时候
，So when you're before God,
如果你知道我们的上帝是圣洁的上帝
，If you know that our God is the Holy God,
你就懂得应当过一个怎样的生活来讨上帝的喜悦。
You will then know what sort of life you should do to have pleasing to God.
上帝是圣洁的。
God is holy.
所以圣洁的才是上帝。
And so only the holy belongs to God.
不圣洁的没有资格成为上帝。
If you are not holy, you cannot be worthy of being God.
在许多宗教里面，他们的教主所介绍的神不是圣洁的神。
But many religious leaders introduce to us gods who are not holy.
教主甚至把自己好像当作是神来要求人敬拜他们。
Indeed, many religious leaders want people to worship them.
他们是被造的。
But they are creatures.
他们是有限的。
They are finite.
他们是会死的。
They will die.
所以他们没有资格成为我们的神。
They are not worthy to become our God.
那么如果教主介绍是另外一位神的话
，But sometimes religious leader introduce a God to you.
我们要问他们根据什么原因，根据什么灵感，他们会产生一个神的观念出来。
We want to ask a question from where, from what inspiration did he have this God?
所以基督徒相信只有自我启示的上帝才是真正的上帝。
The Christian believe in a God who reveals himself.
如果神没有启示给我们
，In other words, if God did not reveal himself,
我们受造者没有办法以受造的有限性去想出一个超过受造的无限主。
As a creature with a finite existence, we cannot imagine an infinite God.
所以我们的有限性使我们没有办法超越。
Our finiteness prevents us from transcending.
当无限的上帝自我启示给我们的时候
，Only when the infinite God reveals himself to us,
我们才能知道他是一位怎么样的上帝。
Then we can know what kind of God he is.
这位圣洁的上帝已经在圣经里面启示了他是谁给我们。
And this holy God has revealed himself in the Bible.
这位上帝是圣洁的上帝。
That God is holy.
这里所讲的圣洁到底什么意思呢
？And what does it mean to be holy?
不是单单指道德上的清净的行为而已。
It doesn't simply mean that you lead a pure ethical life.
因为在宗教里面谈到圣洁。圣洁已经超过了道德的这个行为。
And when we talk about holiness, it far surpasses morality.
在二十世纪开始的时候
，At the beginning of the 20th century,
有一个德国人叫做 Rudolf Otto.
There is a German by the name of Rudolf Otto.
这个人到东方游行之后
，And after he toured the East,
他得到一个总结的观念。
He had a summarized idea.
就是东方有许多的宗教，因为亚洲是宗教的发源地。
And he believed that there are many religions finding its source in Asia.
全世界最伟大的宗教从来不是发生在欧洲，是发生在亚洲。
The greatest religions of the world has its source in Asia, not in Europe.
印度教出于亚洲。
Hinduism comes from Asia.
佛教出于亚洲。
Buddhism came from Asia.
儒家的宗教出于亚洲。
Confucianism comes from Asia.
老子的道教出于亚洲。
Taoism comes from Asia.
神道教日本人出于亚洲。
Shintoism comes from Asia.
连天主教、基督教、回教都出于亚洲。
Even Roman Catholicism, Christianity, Islam all came from Asia.
犹太教出于亚洲。
Judaism comes from Asia.
严格的说起来
，Strictly speaking,
除了亚洲以外，没有任何一个地区。任一个世界的大陆曾经产生过伟大的宗教。
Other than Asia, no other continent has given us great faith.
这是亚洲人不需要羞耻，也不需要自卑感的原因。
And so Asians ought to be confident of this.
因为西欧的美国的基督教还是从亚洲传过去的。
Christianity in Europe, in America, came from Asia.
Rudolf Otto 到了东方旅行之后
，So after Rudolf Otto toured Asia,
他得到了一个结论
，He had a conclusion.
他写了一本书叫做《The Idea of Holy》
，And he wrote a book called The Idea of Holy.
圣的观念
，The concept of holiness.
这个圣什么意思呢
？What does it mean to be holy?
圣是神圣的圣。
It is a holiness that is associated with God.
不是单单圣洁的圣。
Not just about clean living.
这个神圣的圣什么意思呢
？And what does it mean to have holiness relating to God?
Divine holiness.
It is kind of divine holiness.
Not only moral holiness.
不单只是道德上的圣洁。
Moral holiness.
清洁，这个道德清洁。
我们做人要圣洁。
Like in life, you need to.
我们行为要清洁。
Have a clean lifestyle.
但是宗教里面的神圣的观念是不一样的。
But it's very different from divine holiness.
在宗教里面的神圣的观念
，in the religious concept of holiness，
可能跟圣洁的行为没有关系。
Perhaps it's not even related to clean living.
把一个东西建成敬拜他们的神的时候
When you make something into a god to worship,
这个庙就是神圣的。
Then the temple become holy.
这个庙的功用是为神圣的神明而建的。
And the purpose of the temple is for the divinity.
这个庙有很多狗在那边大便，还是圣洁的。
Maybe there's a lot of dog that did his business everywhere. It's still a holy temple.
这是神圣的庙。
For it is the temple holy.
那么你说这么多狗大便怎么会圣洁呢
？But you say there's a lot of dog droppings.
因为他讲的神圣根本不是指清洁的问题。
But you need to know that holiness is not about cleanliness.
所以这样 ，Rudolf Otto 提到三件事情。
Rudolf Otto said there are three things.
What is the meaning of the holiness?
神圣是什么意思？
第一个意思就是 the sense of mysterious mystery.
就是有奥秘的这个。
奥秘的事情叫做神圣的。
Things that are mysterious.
所以宗教性里面的神圣。
So all religious idea of holiness.
深不可测。
Has a deep sense of mystery.
物质的手不可摸。
You cannot touch it physically.
我们眼睛不可看见的。
You cannot see it.
是奥秘的东西。
It's mysterious.
超过我所能明白的。
Surpasses what I can understand.
超过我逻辑所能分析的。
Or my logic.
超过我所能想清楚的。
Or things that I can figure out.
因为它太深奥了。
It's most profound.
这个叫做神圣。
So this is holy.
第二个神圣的观念是什么？
The second mark of holiness.
The sense of greatness.
就是伟大的这一个感觉。伟大的东西。
所以你看宗教的建筑都是很伟大的东西。
And so religious leaders are grand buildings.
世界上所有的宗教。
All the religions of the world.
建到最伟大的。
They build huge buildings.
甚至比宫殿更伟大的东西。
Sometimes even greater than a palace.
所以你看欧洲的礼拜堂。
And so the European church.
皇宫更高几十倍。
Can be many times taller than a palace.
他们要用大来表示神圣。
You use a huge building to express it.
人在这些建筑的面前就变成渺小的。微不足道了。
And so before such grand building, you become very tiny.
我们看见这伟大的柱子。
And you see huge pillars.
伟大的建筑。
A great building.
伟大的屋顶。
A great roof.
我们就知道神的存在是超越我们这个渺小的躯体的。
It reminds us that God is far greater than us.
所以这个神圣的第二个观念就是 sense of greatness.
这个伟大的这个感觉。
第三个神圣的观念是什么呢
？The third concept.
Rudolf Otto 说。
Rudolf Otto says,
神圣的第三的观念就是那个我们没有办法了解非常恐怖的东西。
It's something that is frightening.
So it's called the sense of awfulness.
The sense of awfulness.
So awfulness becomes the sense of holy.
这一种恐怖的感觉是神圣的一部分。
恐怖的感觉，没有办法控制的力量。
A power that you cannot control.
超自然的能力。
Supernatural strength.
是我们没有办法控制。
Not something you can
我们没有办法管理。
We cannot rule it.
我们没有办法掌握的东西。
Something you cannot rule.
使我们心灵的深处感到很可怕。
So deep inside you.
所以这是神圣的东西。
You have a sense of awe.
那么这些神圣的观念。
This concept of holiness.
Rudolf Otto 的神学思想里面。
In the theological thought of Otto.
跟上帝所启示的圣洁是一样的吗？
Is it the same with the revelation of the Bible?
是不一样的。
It's different.
虽然在神所启示的神圣观念中间
，although in the concept of holiness that we know,
也有令人恐怖在西奈山很伟大的彰显。
There are great manifestations, for example, at Mount Sinai.
也有我们所知道的那个奥秘不能明白的事情。
All things that are mysterious we cannot understand.
但是神所告诉我们的
，But what God said to us,
一定包括了心灵跟。道德行为所有圣洁的层次的
would have included things that we know in the morality realm.
基督教跟所有的宗教不同的地方
This is where Christianity is different from all the faiths.
在所有的宗教里面的神圣人物里面
in all religious faith, when they have holy men,
有的人可以犯大罪，还是宗教的领袖
they can still become a religious leader even though they sin.
基督教里面没有这个事情
but not so for Christianity.
回教的教主穆罕默德
In the Muslim world, Muhammad.
上帝吩咐男人可以娶四个女人。
He said that a man is allowed to have four wives.
但是他自己娶了二十二个女人。
By himself had 22 wives.
另外还有二十多个不正式的女人。
And still have 20 over there.
你相信他讲的圣洁跟基督教的是一样的吗
？And so his sense of holiness is different from Christianity.
完全不一样。
Completely different.
只有圣经里面所启示自我的那位上帝是完全、绝对、永远。单一圣洁的上帝。
Only the God has revealed himself to us in the Bible is the only eternal holy God.
我不明白一个有几十个妻子的人，全世界有十多亿的人 把他当作教主来崇拜。
So I cannot understand why people will follow religious leader that have so many many wives.
如果在你隔壁有一个男人几十个太太，你一定认为他是个淫虫，是个犯罪的人，是个不正的效法，是一个流氓，是个很败坏的人。
If you have a person right beside you with many many wives, you will think very lowly of this person.
但是奇怪，这个世界有一个宗教的教主，有几十个妻子，还有十多亿的人把他崇为圣人来看待。
But strangely, more than a billion people will consider a person like that as holy.
当你把世界的宗教跟圣经相比的时候
，Therefore, when you consider the religion of the world with the Bible,
你知道唯一的圣者就是创造我们，使我们成为他儿女的圣天父。
You know that the only one who has been called holy is the Father who has created us in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
你要把谁跟我们的上帝相比呢？
Who can you compare our God with?
上帝在以赛亚书里面曾经讲一句话。
In the book of Isaiah, God said,
你们用哪一个神来比我呢？
To who, which God would you compare me with?
你们用哪个假神来比我呢？
Which false idols would you use me?
我从起初言明幕后的事。
From the beginning, I can see the end.
这位上帝是超时间的上帝。
This God transcends time.
历史还没有进展以前
，Before history progresses,
他已经从历史的开端告诉我们世界末日要发生的事情。
From the beginning of history, He can tell you what will happen in the end.
超自然的神才是神。
The supernatural God is then God.
神创造了自然，他就不是自然。
For He has created nature, so He is not nature.
如果自然是他创造的产品，他本身就不可能是自然的产品。
If nature is a product that He has created, He cannot be a product of nature.
神是超时间的。
And He transcends time.
神也是超物质的。
He transcends the material.
神又是超空间的。
And God transcends space.
这位上帝说他是圣界的主。
And this God says He is the Holy Lord.
所以我们从这几方面可以知道谁才是真正的上帝。
And so this is how we recognize who is the true God.
耶稣说你们祷告的时候
，Jesus said when you pray,
你们的讲说
，You must pray this way.
我们在天上的父
，Our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊的名。为圣
，Hallowed be your name，
因神是圣洁的
，Because He is holy，
所以圣洁的才是神
，And the only holy one is God。
当你把所有的宗教跟圣经相比较的时候
，And when you compare all religions with the Bible，
你就看见圣经是唯一把圣者表明出来的一本书。
You will see that the Bible is the only book that tells us what holy means。
唯一圣者自我启示他神圣本性的一本宗教的书。
The only book that tells you who the Holy One is who has revealed Himself to us.
不但把回教做一个比较。
Not only will we compare with Islam.
我们也要把其他的宗教再做个比较。
You can compare with other religions.
在基督教里面有一种邪门邪道叫做摩门教。
In Christianity, there is a heretical group called the Mormons.
你们叫做 Mormonism.
It's called Mormonism.
摩门教是十八世纪从美国产生的一种异端。
It is a heresy that came from America in the 18th century.
摩门教的创办人叫做 Joseph Smith.
The religious leader is called Joseph Smith.
这个人说上帝感动他。
This person said God inspired him.
使他起来复兴基督教。
That he will revive Christianity.
因为曾经呼召保罗做他门徒的耶稣基督。
But because Jesus Christ who called Paul.
又亲自在十八世纪呼召他变成一个新的门徒。
In the 18th century called Joseph Smith.
所以就召了很多的人跟他走。
And so he had many disciples.
他们就离开了美国的东方。
And they left the eastern USA.
用他们的脚走路一直走到美国的中部。
And they actually walk all the way to the Midwest.
靠近西方的地方。
Near to the West.
所以他们将移民有几千万人跟着他走。
And there are thousands upon thousands of people who did the immigration.
相信他的权威。
They believe in his leadership.
跟随他的命令。
And follow his command.
他们走了几千公里。
And they walk for thousands of kilometers.
From New Jersey 的地方。
From New Jersey.
从美国东部的地方。
From the Eastern America.
一路人家人一直跟着他。
And more people followed him.
他们走了几年的时间。
With a few years,
从东方一直走到中部
from the east to the Midwest.
有一天呢 ，Joseph Smith 死了
，and Joseph Smith died.
死了以后，他的继承人 Brigham Young 继续再把那群人带到更西的地方去。
And his successor Brigham Young brought them further west.
Joseph Smith 是一个怎么样的人呢
？What sort of person was Joseph Smith?
他是一个长得非常英俊的人。
He was very handsome.
很年轻
，very young.
很有为。
And capable.
但是他有26个太太
But he had 26 wives.
那么继承他的 Brigham Young
and Brigham Young
有四十五个老婆
had 45 wives.
这些人称自己是谁呢？
They call themselves
称自己 Latter Day Saints of Jesus Christ.
就是末世主耶稣的圣徒们。
耶稣基督末世圣徒的会就是叫做摩门教。
The letter, Church of the Latter Day Saints of Jesus Christ.
那么很多的人就相信他们的话。
Many people believe.
这个圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says.
下流的人站出来。
The decadent people should stand forth.
很多人就跟他们走了。
And many people follow them.
下流的人一呼喊。
And when the decadent person called,
很多人就顺从他们了。
Many people will follow.
Joseph Smith 是谁呢？
Who was Joseph Smith?
Brigham Young 是谁呢？
And Brigham Young.
他们是许多妻子。多妻主义犯奸淫的人
They are polygamy people They are committing
adultery 这些的人就把他们尊崇是上帝派来的先知是新又最新的使徒是末世圣徒的领导人
And they call themselves the Latter Day Saints the leader of the Latter Day Saints
他们在迁移到西部的时候
And during this emigration
几十万人要吃什么东西呢
Hundreds and thousands of people
他们说曾经发生过一些的神迹
They said there have been signs and wonders
就像摩西把以色列人从埃及带出来神行神迹一样的
like the signs and wonders in the Exodus
所以有一天有鹌鹑鸟几十万只临到他们的中间
they said that quails thousands of them came one day
他们就拿鹌鹑鸟当作食物吃了
and so they eat the quails as food
度过了饥饿的难关
and be able to conquer hunger
神与他们同在
for God was with them
这是神意的事情
and this sort of strange happening
竟然发生在十八十九世纪
happened in 18th 19th century
当他们跑到一个地方以后
whenThey reach a certain place.
Joseph Smith 已经死了
Joseph Smith died.
Brigham Young 继续向前走
Brigham Young continued the journey.
有一天他们问他说我们走得太累了到底你要把我们带到什么地方呢
The people complained to him that they are very tired now.
Brigham Young 忽然间就讲一句话
Brigham Young suddenly said,
This is the place.Which God promised to give you.
是上帝应许赐给你。
神应许给你们的地就在这里。
Right here, God promised his place.
所以他们就停在那里。
And they stopped.
就在那里居住。
And lived there.
就在那里建城市。
And built a city.
这个城市叫做 Salt Lake City.
就是盐城。
我们在美国看的盐湖城。
In America.
这个城市我去那边布道过两次。
I went there twice for gospel rally.
一次是三十年前。
Once 30 years ago.
还有一次大概是十九年前。
And another one 19 years ago
盐湖城建了一个新的城市
Salt Lake City is a new city
这些多妻主义的基督徒所谓基督徒就在那里定居下来
and polygamous Christians they all live there
他们许多男人都有很多的妻子
many of the men have many wives
他们过了这样一乱的生活
and they live such a decadent lifestyle
他们说我们是耶稣基督末世的圣徒的一个教会
and they say we are the church of the latter day saints of Jesus Christ
今天摩门教的人每天还是派人到全世界传他们的福音
and the Mormons go around the world to preach their gospel
他们常常是两个人都是青年人是穿白衣服带一个领带骑脚踏车在路上走的
many of them are very young people they wear white and black with a tie and they ride on a bicycle
个人叫做我们的信摩门教的福音
They preach the gospel of the Mormons.
他们的信仰里面有很多怪诞的事情。
And their faith has a lot of weird happenings.
你怎么可以相信这是神？这是神的仆人，这是神的先知，因为他们是过不圣洁的生活。
So how can you believe that these are the prophets of God when they live unholy lives?
你把回教跟我们的圣经相比的时候
，When you compare Islam with our Bible，
你把摩门教跟我们的圣经相比的时候
，Or Mormonism with Christianity and our Bible，
你知道这些人不是圣洁的人。
You know that they have no holiness。
这些人的上帝不是圣洁的上帝。
And that God is not a holy God。
耶稣说我们在天上的父
，Jesus said our Father in heaven。
人人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name。
我们的上帝是圣洁的上帝
For God is a holy God
唯有圣洁的上帝才是真正的上帝
Only the holy God is the true God
不是圣洁的上帝不可能是真正的上帝
If this God is not holy He cannot be the true God
神是圣洁的
For God is holy
所以他以圣洁的道来教训我们
And so he teach us with his holy word
他以圣洁的真理来栽培我们
And he nurture us with the holy truth
他以圣洁的儿子道成肉身来拯救我们
And his holy son came in the flesh to save us
圣父是圣洁的
The Holy Father is holy.
圣子是圣洁。
The Holy Son is holy.
圣灵是圣洁。
The Holy Spirit is holy.
所以当以赛亚进到圣殿里面的时候
，And so when Isaiah entered into the holy temple,
他看见上帝坐在最高的宝座上。
He saw God enthroned in the highest throne.
他的荣耀遍满全地。
And His glory filled the earth.
在那宝座的四周围有千千万万的撒拉夫天使在他宝座四周围游行，在那边。他们飞翔
，and thousands upon thousands of seraphim surrounded the throne flying.
用六个翅膀来飞翔。
They had six wings.
两个遮盖他们的面。
Two to cover their face.
两个遮盖他们的脚。
Two to cover their feet.
两个做他们飞翔的工具。
And two to fly.
为什么他们要遮盖他们的面呢
？Why would they cover their faces?
因为神太圣洁了。
For God is holy.
神太威严了。
God is awesome.
他们不可以正面看着他。
And they are not to see him directly.
为什么两个翅膀遮盖他们的脚
？What about their feet.
因为他们所做的工作不可以彰显自己。
For they are not to manifest themselves in their work.
他们要谦卑，隐藏自己的侍奉。
They are to humbly hide their ministry.
才能把荣耀归给上帝。
To give all glory to God.
为什么两个翅膀要飞翔呢
？And then why two other wings to fly?
因为他们要飞行。
For they have to move.
他们殷勤做神要他们做的工作。
And diligently do the work of God.
他们彼此在圣殿、神宝座的周围彼此呼喊。
And upon the throne of God, they call upon each other.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Holy, holy, holy.
圣天父是圣洁的。
The Father is holy.
圣子基督是圣洁的。
The Son Christ is holy.
圣灵是圣洁的。
The Holy Spirit is holy.
圣者，圣者，圣者。
Holy, holy, holy.
真正的上帝是圣洁的。
Therefore, the true God is holy.
不真的，不圣洁的就不是上帝。
Anything that is not holy cannot belong to God.
现在很多的灵恩派的人，因为他们专讲圣灵。
Many charismatic think they are specializes in Holy Spirit.
他们的领袖犯奸淫的罪。
But their leaders commit adultery.
他们领袖犯贪财的罪。
Their leaders are corrupt.
就像你们像新加坡的这个康熙一样的。
Like in Singapore, you have Kong Lee.
就像韩国的赵永基一样的。
Or Cho Yong Ki in Korea.
赵永基侵吞了教会$50,000,000的钱。
Cho Yong Ki took more than $50 million from the church.
来帮助他做生意失败的孩子。
To give it to his son who failed in the business.
照样康熙把2,000,000,000这新加坡的钱吞掉了。
But in the same manner, Kong Hee took $20 over million Singapore dollars.
去帮助他盼望在 Hollywood 做明星的一个太太。
To help his wife who wanted to be Hollywood star.
然后被发现了，再用另外2,400,000是遮盖他一天的酬勤。
And when he was exposed, he used another $24 million to cover the tracks.
这些不圣洁的行为。
These are all unholy works.
这些自私的行为。
Selfish.
还有这些犯奸淫的行为。
Adulteries.
常常在灵恩派的。领袖里面发生出来。
Often we see this in charismatic leaders.
这些人是讲圣灵吗
？Are they talking about the Holy Spirit?
为什么他们的生活不圣洁呢
？Why would their life be not holy?
不相信他们是传的是真正的上帝。
Therefore, I do not believe they preach the true God.
上帝说他是圣洁的。
God said he is holy.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
他对以色列人说：“你们要圣洁。
”He said to the Israelites, "You are to be holy."
我呼召你们的上帝是圣洁的上帝。
For I who have called you is a holy God.
你们在一切所行的事情上都要圣洁。
So in all that you do, you are to be holy.
你们是圣洁的子民。
You are the holy people of God.
你们是圣徒。
You are the holy saints.
你们建立的是圣教会。
And you are building the holy church.
我们念我们的这个使徒信经的时候。
When we recite the apostles' creed.
你说我信圣而什么
？I believe in the holy.
公的教会
Catholic Church
上帝的教会是什么
What kind of church is this
圣洁的教会
A holy church
上帝的教会是什么
The Church of God
是公的教会
It's a universal church
圣什么意思
What does holiness
表示教会的本质是圣洁
It means that the essence of the church is holiness
公什么意思
What does universal mean
圣教会的范围是大公的
It means that the church is for the whole
universe 是普世的
For everyone
万国万民万族万邦的人都在主的圣教会里面。
For all nations, all people, all tribes, they are all in God's universal church.
为什么我们是圣洁的
？So why do we call ourselves holy?
因为我们是耶稣基督的宝血把我们买赎回来的。
For we have been purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
他拯救了我们。
And he has saved us.
他洗净了我们的罪。
And cleansed us from our sins.
我们在他的圣洁上有份。
So we partake in his holiness.
所以我们敬拜圣洁的上帝。
We are worshiping this holy God.
我们应当成为上帝圣洁的儿女。
So we ought to be be holy children of God.
我们是上帝圣洁的子民。
We are His holy people.
我们建立一个圣洁的教会。
And we build a holy church.
来荣耀上帝的名。
To glorify His name.
保罗对哥林多的教会说
，Paul says to the church in Corinth.
我把你们如同童贞女许配给耶稣基督。
Like virgins, I betrothed you to Jesus Christ.
所以你们要存这个纯义。清洁的心来侍奉他。
So you need to worship him with purity in your heart.
你们不要像夏娃被魔鬼所引诱，存着一个邪僻的心来离开主。
Do not be like Eve who got deceived by the Satan and have an evil heart.
你们要存清洁的心
，have purity in your heart.
单一的心
，only heart.
单纯的心
，a pure heart.
献给你们的主耶稣基督。
To give it to your Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们讲到一个很重要的题目。
This evening the theme is most important.
就是上帝的圣洁
，the holiness of God.
圣洁的真神。
The holy true God.
所以我们敬拜的对象。
The one whom we worship.
我们祷告的对象。
The object to which we pray.
我们在天堂。
Our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And always be your name.
因为神是圣洁的。
For God is holy.
所以他要我们过一个圣洁的生活。
He will want us to live a holy lifestyle.
保罗对哥林多的教会说。
Paul said to the Corinthians.
你们要除去各样污秽的事情。
You are to get rid of all sorts of filth.
无论是肉体的污秽
，whether it's a physical filth，
或者灵魂的污秽
，or a spiritual one。
什么叫做肉体的污秽呢
？What does physical filth mean？
什么叫做灵魂的污秽呢
？A spiritual one。
就是看得见无遮性的罪恶。
It is relating to physical sins that we can see。
看不见心灵性的罪恶。
And the sin that we cannot see.
什么叫做心灵性的罪恶呢
？What sort of spiritual sin can you
have？ 我们敬拜假神。
We may pray to the false idols.
我们对上帝不忠。
We are not faithful to God.
我们犯恶。
We do evil.
怨恨。
We hate.
妒忌。
We jealous.
仇恨。
We hate other people.
凶恶。
We are angry.
恶毒的心智。
We have an evil intention.
都是心灵里面的污秽。
These are filled inside of us.
我们要除去这些心灵的污秽。
We have to get rid of it.
圣洁的生活。
And live a holy life.
圣洁的心在上帝面前。
Before God.
什么叫做我们有肉体的污秽呢
？What about physical filth?
你们犯奸淫就是肉体的污秽。
When you commit adultery, it's a physical filth.
你在正式的婚姻之外跟别的女人、跟别的男人睡觉。这就是身体的污秽。
You have sexual relationship outside of your marriage is a physical field.
你用毒品来吃在你的身体里面，使你的身体受损受伤，这就是身体的污秽。
If you abuse things like drugs, it is a physical field.
你把这个许多的毒品，把许多这个麻醉品放在你身体里面，使你自己受苦，使自己受害。这就是身体的污秽。
When you harm yourself with all sorts of abusive substance, this is a physical.
我们用香烟、用鸦片污秽自己的身体，这就是身体的污秽。
When you harm your own body with cigarettes and with opium.
所以保罗说，你们要除去身体跟灵魂各样的污秽。
And so Paul says you're going to get rid of both physical and spiritual filth.
你们要成为圣洁。
To become holy.
献给上帝。
As a holy sacrifice to God.
身体成为圣灵所居住的圣殿。
That your body will be a place for the Holy Spirit to reside in.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
圣经告诉我们圣殿是圣洁的。
The Bible tells us the holy temple is holy.
你们的身体就是上帝的殿。
Your body is a temple of God.
你们把你的身体献上成为圣洁的祭物蒙上帝所悦纳。
You are to give your body as a living sacrifice to God.
我们要过圣洁的生活。
We want to live a holy lifestyle.
因为我们的上帝是圣洁的上帝。
Our God is a holy God.
我们的上帝的名是圣洁的名。
His name is holy.
因为他的圣名，所以他拯救我们。
And because of His holy name, we have been saved.
为他名的缘故，他苏醒我们的灵魂。
He restored our soul for His name's sake.
为他名的缘故，他引导我们走义路。
And He guided us on the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
一个人离开世界的败坏。
If we leave the decadence of the world,
跟随我们的主
，and follow the Lord,
我们就立定心意。过一个圣洁的生活来讨上帝的喜悦。
We want to be determined to live a holy lifestyle to be pleasing to God.
因为上帝是圣洁的。
For God is holy.
所以我们一定要过一个圣洁的生活。
So we must live a holy lifestyle.
我们定下心志。
And be determined.
我们除去我们犯罪的习惯。
And get rid of our sinful habits.
洁身自好。
And to have purity in life.
能够让主居住在我们里面。
That our Lord can live in us.
保罗说你们的身体是上帝的殿。
Paul says your body is a temple of God.
岂不知道你们的身体是圣灵住在里面的殿吗？
Do you not know that the Holy Spirit lives in that temple?
神的灵要 在我们的圣洁的身体里面与我们同在。
The Spirit of God wants to be in this holy temple with us.
让我们把我们的身体当作圣洁的祭品献在我们的主的面前。
When we consider our body as a holy living sacrifice before the Lord.
所以我们需要常常炼净自己。
We need to purify ourselves all the time.
这样神就喜悦我们。
And God is pleased with us.
当我在神学院念书的时候。
When I was studying in the seminary.
我念到四年级的时候。
In year four.
我有个爱尔兰的教授叫我们。
I had an Irish lecturer.
有一天他从箴言书提出一节来讲一段的事情，我感动得不得了。
And he moved me greatly with a passage from Proverbs.
他说圣经告诉我们，
He said the Bible tells us,
上帝的话，
The word of God,
如同银子炼过七次，
It's like silver purified seven times.
是洁净的。
It's pure.
我在听他讲的时候，
And when I was listening to him,
我很想知道他到底要怎么解释这一节的圣经。
I wanted to figure out what he's going to say.
亲爱的朋友们，
He said, "Dear friends,
你知道银子怎么炼成的吗？
You know how do you purify silver?
当银子从矿里面拿出来的时候，
When you mine silver,
是脏得不得了。
It's actually very filthy.
银掺杂泥土，
It has
掺掉了沙。
He has sand.
参加了石头。
He has stones.
参加了其他的矿物。
And a lot of minerals.
参加了许多肮肮脏脏的杂质一大堆。
A lot of dross.
所以怎么样把银子炼成功呢？
So how do you purify it?
就把银子放在火里面烧了。
You put it in a furnace.
所以当火一直烧一直烧的时候，
As the fire burns.
一个石头被烧的时候，
When a stone is burned.
它大概要到三千多度才会融化。
It will melt about 3,000 degrees.
铁被烧的时候，
When iron is burned.
1,700 度就融化了。
1,700 degrees.
水烧的时候，
When water is burned,
100 度就沸腾了。
100 degrees is evaporated.
油被烧的时候，
When oil is burned,
65 度到80度就开始沸开了。
From 65 to 80 degrees.
那银子被烧的时候，
But when silver is burned,
需要超过1000度才能烧融化。
You need to heat more than 1000 Celsius. 所以当
炼银的人，
So when you purify silver,
把银放在锅里面，
You put it in a furnace.
用火烧的时候，
And burn in a furnace.
烧得很热很热的时候，
At a height,
银就融化。
Silver will melt.
但是银的重量，
But its weight
是比金更轻的。
It's lighter than gold.
但是是比沙更重的。
But heavier than sand.
比石头更重的。
Heavier than stone.
比木头更重的。
Heavier than wood.
比许多的杂质更重的。
And a lot of all these dross.
所以烧完了以后，
So when you melt it,
银就沉下去了。
Silver will sink.
沙就浮上来。
Sand will float.
木头就浮上来。
The wood will float.
小石子也浮上来。
And tiny stones will float.
所以这个炼银的人，
And so when you purify it,
就把浮在上面一大堆肮脏的东西把它拿掉了。
You will then get rid of all the dross in the surface.
拿掉以后，它再烧一次。
And then you burn it once.
第二次烧的时候，
The second time.
更小的东西又再浮上来。
Even tinier things will float.
上面有很脏的东西。
Things that are very dirty.
但是已经是变得越来越小了。
And become smaller and smaller.
再一次把它拿掉。
And again you dross it.
第三次再烧。
The third time.
第四次再烧。
Fourth time.
第五次再烧。
The fifth time.
将越小的东西越浮起来了。
More and more the things become tinier.
第六次的时候，
By the sixth time,
差不多干净了。
Almost completely clear.
但是他看下去的时候，
But when you look at it,
还是模糊不清。
It's still not clear.
所以他再烧最后一次。
So the last try.
练到第七次的时候，
By the seventh purification,
所有的渣子都浮到水面上来。
All the impurities have floated.
他把这个 surface 上面所有的渣的东西全部拿掉了。
And you just get rid of it from the surface.
整个云清洁得不得了。
And the silver will be most
pure. 完全没有渣子。
Without impurities.
整个表面是完全亮晶晶的。
The surface is very shiny.
就是云的颜色出来的。
The color of silver.
什么渣子都没有了。
No impurities.
这个炼云的人就把炼向着这个云的表面看下去了。
And the silversmith will look at the surface.
当这个表面已经平稳了以后，
When it is clear and flat,
他可以看见自己的眼睛、眉毛、鼻子、嘴，整个脸型都看得清楚。
He will be able to recognize the features of his entire face.
他看清楚了以后呢，
When it is clear,
他就说我现在已经练成功了。
He will say, I have succeeded.
所有的渣子已经拿到了。
All the impurities have gone.
怎么知道呢？
How would you know?
我亲眼看见我脸孔的细节都被反照出来了。
For now, I see the reflection of all the features of my face.
他就把火关起来了。
Then he will turn on the fire.
这个云已经练成功了。
Purity done.
我的教授对我说，
And my lecturer said to me,
上帝在你身上看见他自己形象的时候，他知道你已经圣洁了。
When God can see his own image upon you, he knows that you have been purified.
当他看见他自己的形象 从你的生命生活中间反照出来的时候，
When in your lifetime you reflect God's own image，
他说这是我的圣徒，
He said you are my holy
saint， 这是我圣洁的上帝所拯救所救赎所训练所已经建立的圣徒。
The holy saint that the holy God has built, has saved and trained，
你可以反照上帝的荣耀，
Then you can reflect his glory，
你可以在世人的面前告诉他们我的上帝是圣洁的上帝。
Before the world you can demonstrate that your God is a holy God，
你的上帝是荣耀的上帝。
That your God is a glorious God，
众人也从你的身上看见你上帝的圣洁。
And from you people recognize the holiness of God，
这样你被训练成功了。
Then your training would have succeeded，
你就是上帝的见证人。
You are the witness of God，
所以圣经告诉我们，
So the Bible tells us，
我们要反照主的荣光。
We are to reflect his glory，
我们要把善行行在人的面前。
We do good works before men，
好叫别人知道我们的上帝是荣耀的上帝。
That people will give glory to your Father in heaven。
耶稣基督说你们要把你们的善行行在人的面前。
Jesus Christ said you are to do good works before men，
好叫外邦人看见就把荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
That your Gentiles, the Gentiles will see it and then give glory to God in heaven。
这是何等重要的一个教训。
This is such an important teaching。
今天请问我们基督徒，我们所反照出来的是什么？
The question is what are you reflecting today？
人从我们身上看见的是什么？
When people look at you, what do they see？
看见的是我们羞耻的行为。
Do they see shameful acts？
看见的是我们不可告人隐藏的事情。
Do they see secrets that we cannot tell？
看见的是我们羞辱主名，使人轻看主，藐视主，轻看主的教诲，亵渎主名的行为吗？
Do they see actions that bring disgrace to God and blaspheme his name？
圣经有一句话说，
The Bible says，
因为你所做的，
Because of what you have done，
你是外邦人有亵渎上帝的机会。
The Gentiles have an opportunity to blaspheme against
God。 这句话是这辈基督徒没有尽责任荣耀上帝。
And this verse rebuke Christians for not fulfilling our responsibility。
耶稣基督说
Jesus Christ，
你们要把你们的善行行在众人面前。
You are to do good in front of everyone，
使人看见了以后就把荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So that others will give glory to your Father in
heaven， 愿上帝赐福给我们。
May God bless us all。
在大概22年前，
About 22 years ago，
我的教会做了一件事情。
My church did something。
当时印尼很乱，
Indonesia was most messy，
很多人过了很穷的生活。
Many people were very poor。
所以就在这一段的时间中间，
Within this period of time，
很多人抢，很多人偷。
There were a lot of robberies。
那么我们的教会要做什么呢？
So what would our church do？
我祷告上帝。
We prayed。
后来神感动我，
And God moved me。
我召集了70多个教会。
And so I gathered 70 over churches，
把他们领袖聚集在我的教会里面。
And asked their leaders to come to my church。
发起一个募捐这个出钱的运动。
And we started a fundraising movement。
那一次我们得了很多的钱。
And we received a lot of funds。
大概有差不多，如果我没有记错，是大概$70,000。
If I'm not mistaken, about $700,000。
那么我们要做什么呢？
For what purpose？
我们就用这一笔钱帮助穷人。
We use the money to help the poor。
但是我们不要随便帮助。
But we will not。
因为你越帮助他，他就越故意穷。
We want to be careful about helping the poor。
他越故意穷，你越帮助他，他变成专门做穷人。
You don't want to make them very reliant on your help。
你就永远没有办法改变社会了。
And you cannot change the world this way。
印度一个城市叫做 Calcutta。
In India, there's a city called Calcutta。
这个城市50年前，他们有50,000个乞丐。
50 years ago, they had 50,000 beggars。
所以美国人就说我们要去帮助他。
Americans say we should help them。
他们带了很多钱到印度去。
So they brought a lot of money there。
分给乞丐。
And give it to the
beggars。 帮助穷人。
To help the poor。
帮助了几年以后。
A few years later。
后来 Calcutta 的乞丐从50,000变成500,000。
They had 500,000 beggars。
因为宁可不做工得到帮助，为什么要做得半死？
Why would I work when people give me money？
所以做好事。
So if you do good，
没有计划，
You need plans，
没有策略，
If you have no strategy，
没有智慧，
If you have no wisdom，
你是帮撒旦做更坏的事情。
You are actually helping Satan。
所以我们决定不是用钱帮助他们。
So we did not just help them with money，
我们要替他们找最便宜的最好的米。
We wanted to find the cheapest rice，
最便宜的最好的油，
the best cheapest oil，
最便宜的最好的糖，
the best sugar。
那么当物价一直高涨的时候，
when the prices of commodities rise，
我们决定用本钱卖给他们。
We want to sell them at cost，
他们可以用最少的钱买到最好的米，最好的糖，最好的油。
So with the least money they can buy the best commodities。
做整个城市的计划，
and we plan for the city。
我们在加加达10多个地方，
in many places in Jakarta，
建立分配的站，
We had distribution centers.
穷人可以来买东西。
That the poor can come and buy.
他们用很便宜的钱
with low rate
可以买到最好的。
To buy the best commodities.
物价对他们的威胁所害。
They are not harmed by market prices.
那么很多人得到帮助。
So many people will help this.
那个时候我吩咐我的弟兄姊妹。
I told my brothers and sisters.
我们在卖这些东西的时候。
When we sell these things.
你们挂一个牌子。
You want to put a sign.
印尼归正福音中心所卖的东西。
It is sold by the Indonesian Reform Evangelical Center.
Sold by Reform Evangelical Church of Indonesia.
所以印尼归正教会。
印尼文写上去。
In Bahasa.
那么那个时候有一些基督徒就到我这边面前来。
Some Christians came to see me.
他们说我不赞成你挂这个牌子。
Dr. Tong, we don't think that you should put out the sign.
为什么呢？
I asked why.
他说我们做好事不必人家知道是谁做的吗？
Well, we don't need people to know us.
反正上帝知道就可以了。
All it takes is for God to know.
我说真的吗？
I say, is that true?
你真的单单要给上帝知道吗？
Really, is that what you want?
你为什么反对挂这个牌子？
Why are you against the banner?
他说如果挂这个牌子，除了不是单单上帝知道，还有别的坏处会来。
They say that well, the banner will bring other ill effects.
我问他说什么坏处啊？
So I asked what?
他说回教都看见是基督徒做的，他们来逼迫我们。
He said that well, the Muslims will persecute us when they realize the Christians are doing this.
他们来捣乱我们。
And give us trouble.
那我们好事做不成，还招来很多的灾祸。
Not only will we not do good, we will be harmed.
我说我知道了。
I say I know.
你是怕为主受逼迫。
You are afraid of persecution.
是怕回教徒带来的灾害。
You are afraid of the harm from the Muslims.
我不听你的话。
So I won't listen to you.
照样照我的计划
Based on my plan,
一面做好事
as I do good,
一面告诉人家这是教会所行的善事
I want to tell people that this is good deed done by the church
后来他们就照我的话做了
So they were obedient
我们在几个地方十多个地方做这些事情
More than 10 distribution centers
帮助了很多很多的穷人
We help many many poor people
他们也很感激
And they are grateful
那这事情过了我们想已经做了就算了
And we thought, well, that's the end of it.
过了一两年以后
But one or two years later,
发生了一件真正可怕的事情
A frightening thing happened.
有的人破坏基督徒的家
Some people break into Christian homes.
破坏华人的商店
Break into Chinese shops.
把玻璃打破了
And break the glass.
这些排华的事件发生的时候
And all these anti-Chinese riots.
新加坡不知道这样的事情
In Singapore, you don't know this.
你们也没有经历过这样的事情
You've never experienced it before.
印尼最后这十多年也差不多已经没有这样的事情
And for the past few decades, we don't have that.
但是那个差不多二十年前
About 20 years ago,
这些事情发生的时候
When these things happened,
有一群的暴徒
There were rioters.
拿着木棍来打破破玻璃的时候
who come and break all your things.
他们经过了我们聚会的地方
They went by our worship place.
某一区我们一个布道所
In our certain district.
上面写了 Gereja Reform Injili Indonesia.
Where the banner of our church is there.
当他们要打破的时候
When they're about to break it.
不能听见一个人讲一句话
Someone said.
他说别的地方可以打破这个地方不可以打破。
So I can break other places except this place.
因为这个地方曾经卖便宜的东西，帮助我们这里很多的穷人。
Because they help a lot of us poor.
所以他们的心地是好的。
So they are good-hearted people.
我们不可以害这个地方。
We should not harm them.
这个地方是他们基督徒聚会的地方。
This is where the Christian worship.
我们不可以打破他们的玻璃。
We don't want to break their glass.
就这样平平安安度过那一件事情。
And so we had peace.
当我的弟兄姊妹跑来告诉我这个事情的时候
，When I heard the news from our brothers and sisters,
我感谢上帝。
I give thanks to God.
因为还有一些中立的人
They are still neutral people.
他凭着良心知道基督徒做的好事
By their conscience, they know Christians have done good.
他们就把荣耀归给上帝
And give glory to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们常常以为坏人全世界都是坏人
We think that everybody else is evil.
不是的
Not so.
世界上还有一些善良的人
They are still good people in the world.
他们虽然还没有信主
Maybe they're not Christians.
他们的心是中立的
But their heart is neutral.
他们心情还有一些的良善
And there are some goodness in them.
他们还在注意看哪一个人是好的哪一个是坏的
They are observing who is good and who is bad.
他们会凭着良心做一些好的事情
And by their conscience, they can still do good.
我们要知道神有普遍恩惠
We must know God gave common grace.
神有普遍的启示
Common revelation.
神在世界中留下一些好的人
And they are good people God
他们会像哥尼流这样的人
Like Cornelius.
他们行善
They will do good.
他们不跟着恶人做
They don't follow the evil people.
他们有一些的良心的功用在里
They have some good conscience.
这些的人要做什么呢
And what would these people do?
他们要看谁 是行善的人。
They want to observe who are doing good.
他们看见基督徒不好
，when they see Christians are not good，
羞辱我们的上帝。
They will bring shame to God.
他们看见基督徒行善事
，but when they see that the Christians are doing good，
他们会荣耀我们的上帝。
They will glorify our God.
耶稣说：“你们要把你们的善行行在人前。”
So Jesus said, "Do your good works before men."
耶稣不是教导我们做一个外表的行动。
He doesn't ask us to do external superficial things.
耶稣也不是教导我们做一个爱出风头的基督徒。
Or be a Christian who is boastful.
耶稣叫我们真正把行善的事情行在众人的面前。
Jesus taught us to do true good before the people.
是有一些人看见了你们的行善。
That when some people recognize your good,
就把荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
They will give glory to your Father in
heaven. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
当你祷告说我们在天上的父
，When you pray our Father in heaven,
愿人都尊你的名为。
And with be your name.
你是不是真正盼望世界的人荣耀上帝的名
？Do you truly wish that the people of the world glorify His name?
你是不是真正盼望世界上的人尊我们的上帝的名为圣呢
？Truly, do you truly wish that the people of the world consider God as holy?
如果你实实在在要让我们的名，我们上帝的名被称为圣
，If truthfully in your heart you want God's name to be considered holy,
你要从你本身做起。
It must start from you.
主啊，复兴教会。
Oh Lord, revive the church.
从我复兴起。
Starting from me.
不是我能使你成圣。
Not that I will make you holy.
因为你是永远是圣的。
For forever you are holy.
永远到永远你是圣洁的上帝。
From eternity to eternity you are holy God.
不需要人使你成圣。
You don't need our help.
你使我们成圣。
But you will make us holy.
但我盼望众人都尊主为圣以前。
But before I pray, hallowed be thy name.
我自己愿意过一个圣洁的圣。
I myself must be willing
过一个行善的生活
to live a life of good deeds
过一个荣耀上帝的生活
to glorify your name
主啊从我开始
start from me O Lord
我先尊崇你的名
I must hello your
name 我先荣耀你的名
I consider you as holy
我行了善事别人看见他们以为一同荣耀你的名
And when people see the good I do they glorify you with me
我们在天上的父
Our Father in heaven
愿人都尊你的名为圣
Hallowed be your name
就从我开始
，starting from me，
我先尊主为圣。
I must consider you holy first。
神一定赐福给我们
，and God will surely bless us。
我们不要对自己无所要求
，let us not have no demand from ourselves。
对别人很苛刻的要求
，but demand a lot from others。
神不喜悦的
，God is not pleased with that。
连孔子也讲
，even Confucius says，
君子求诸己。小人求助人
And the true gentleman will demand a lot from himself but despicable person
如果你自己对自己没有要求
If there's no demand for yourself
你一天到晚只有指挥别人
You just want to
命令别人要求别人
Control other people and demand of others
你不能成为一个好的榜样
You are not a good example
你不能为耶稣基督做见证
Nor a good witness of Jesus
Christ 更不能使别人把荣耀归给上帝
Certainly people will not give glory to God because of you
我们一定要尊主的名为圣
Hallowed be the Lord's name.
我们自己先尊主为圣
Starting from ourselves.
那神会用我们
And God will use us.
所以我要用圣经里面一件事做结束
I want to end with a Bible teaching.
这件事是什么呢
And this incident in the Bible.
就是摩西年老的时候上帝刑罚他
And how God punished Moses when he was elderly.
摩西是谁
Who was Moses?
摩西是旧约里面最伟大的一个圣人
A great man in the Old Testament.
摩西是历史上最伟大的一个民族领袖
One of the greatest human leaders.
他凭着两个手
with his two hands,
仰望上帝
he called upon God,
顺服上帝的吩咐
and was obedient to the command of God.
单身匹马跑到法老王那里去
as a single person went before Pharaoh.
让我的百姓离开你
and he said, "Let my people go."
让我的百姓到旷野去
"Let my people go to the wilderness."
Let my people go to the wilderness. And they can worship their God.
来敬拜他们的上帝
你要让他们出去
you must let them go.
法老王硬着心
and Pharaoh was hard-hearted,
抵挡他
and opposed him,
他继续征战
but he continued to
结果上帝降下十大灾害
and God sent 10 plagues upon the people
使埃及人真正知道唯有耶和华是大能的神
that the Egyptian will know that God is all-powerful
而上帝借着跳蚤
with the fleas
上帝借着青蛙
with frogs
上帝借着尼罗河的鲜血
with the blood in the river Nilo
上帝借着太阳的黑暗
With the darkening of the sky,
上帝借着大使者天使杀害所有的长子
With the striking of the firstborn,
来告诉埃及王
To tell Pharaoh,
你们所拜的神是假神
That your gods are false gods.
埃及人拜猫
They pray to the cat.
埃及人拜青蛙。
Egyptian pray to the frog.
埃及人拜苍蝇。
They pray to the fly.
埃及人拜太阳。
They pray to the sun.
上帝让这些都变成灾祸。
And God called, make all of them disasters.
告诉埃及人。
To tell the Egyptians.
告诉法老王。
The Pharaoh.
你们的神不是神。
That these are false gods.
你们的神是你们的灾难。
They are your disasters.
你们的神是假神。
Your God are false.
所以现在真神上帝说
And the true God is saying,
Let my people go.
让我的子民离开
Set them free to the wilderness.
让他们到旷野去
And they will worship their God.
让他们敬拜他们的上
帝 摩西就这样征战
And Moses fought.
结果摩西得胜了
And he had victory.
以色列人从埃及离开了
The Israelites left Egypt.
法老王在追赶他们
And Pharaoh came after them.
神就降罚杀死了法老王
And God slaughtered all of them.
以色列人自由了
And the Israelites were saved.
埃及人在旷野四十年
The Israelites were in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们试探上帝
And they tempted God.
他们埋怨摩西
And grumbled against Moses.
他们审判上帝的作为
And judged the work of God.
试探上帝
And tempted God.
上帝说我的百姓在旷野这四十年天天试探我
My people for 40 years.
对自己发誓他们绝对不能进到那个安息。
I've tested me for 40 years, so I swear all upon myself they will never enter into the Sabbath.
上帝要以色列人进到安息吗？
Does God want the Israelites enter
into peace? 上帝要把迦南美地赐给他们吗？
Did He not give them the Canaan?
上帝要赐给他们。
God wanted to give them the promised land.
这些四十年试探上帝的这一代断不能进去。
But not for the generation that tested God for 40 years.
所以上帝给他们第二代有权柄进到埃及。
Only the second generation had the privilege.
那么摩西是第一代。
Moses belonged to the first generation.
摩西是第二代的呢。
Or the second generation.
摩西是第一代的。
He belonged to the first.
摩西是最有功劳的。
And he had all the.
摩西的侍奉是最完美的。
He was the one who did everything.
但是他犯了一个很大的错误。
But he made one big error.
他曾经不尊重上帝。
He once disobeyed God.
不尊上帝的名为圣。
And certainly did not consider God as holy.
所以神就审判他们。
And God judged him.
有一天，上帝对摩西说
：“One day, God said to Moses,
你曾经在米利巴的水的事情上，你不尊我为圣。
You did not consider me as holy in the matter of water of Miriam.
所以我要审判你。
So I will then judge you.
我要刑罚你。
I will punish you.
原来以色列人有一次全民族没有水喝的时候。
Because once when the Israelites were without water,
干渴快要死了。
They were about to die from thirst.
他们到摩西的面前来。
So they came before Moses.
埋怨摩西说。
And grumbled.
为什么你把我们从埃及领出来呢？
Why did you deliver us from Egypt?
我们在埃及每天坐在肉锅的旁边。
In Egypt, we were beside the canister of meat. We had more than enough.
我们没有饥饿。
We had no hunger.
我们没有干渴。
We were not thirsty.
你说耶和华要把我们带出来，给我们自由。
You said Jehovah God want to give us freedom.
现在我们不必做奴仆了。
Now we are no longer slaves.
现在我们已经自由了。
We are free.
但是我们没有吃的。
But nothing to eat.
我们没有喝的。
Nothing to drink.
我们干渴快要死了。
We are about to die from thirst.
你把我们带到旷野来，使我们死在野地吗？
You have brought us death in the wilderness.
摩西很难过。
Moses was sad.
他到上帝面前来。
And came before God.
上帝啊。
And said God.
你的百姓没有水喝。
Your people have no water.
他们在困难的中间。
They are in the midst of difficulty.
他们在埋怨我。
They are grumbling against
me. 他们在埋怨你。
They are grumbling against you.
主啊，我要怎样帮助他们
？Oh Lord, how should I help them?
上帝说摩西啊。
God said Moses.
你把你的杖拿起来。
Take out your rod.
击打磐石。
Strike the rock.
必有水冲出来。
And water will gush forth.
供应全百姓的需要。
To supply the need of the people.
摩西就照着上帝的话。
And by the word of God.
把他的这个杖拿起来。击打那个磐石
He took the rod and struck the rock
水流出来
And water came
以色列人就都喝满了
And Israelites had their
他们都解渴了
quenching of the
thirst 他们就停止他们的埋怨
And stop grumbling
继续向前走
And continue to move
但是过了几多年以后
But many years later
又再一次
Again it happened
又再没有水
Again no water
他们又再埋怨的时候
Again grumbling
摩西这一次没有祷告
This time Moses did not pray
照着他的经验
by his experience,
他曾经做过的事情
things that he had done before,
他把他的杖拿起来
again he took the rock,
巴力击打磐石
and struck the rock,
磐石裂开
the rock opened,
水又流出来
and water came forth,
以色列人又喝住了
and Israelites had water,
以后呢 and then 他们再向前走
they continued the journey,
上帝记得这件事
but God remembered this, 所
以摩西120岁的时候
so when Moses was 120 years old,
他快要离开世界以前
right before he died,
上帝说
God said,
摩西
Moses,
现在请你记得
Remember this,
你曾经不尊我的名为圣
There was once you did not regard me as holy
你第一次击打磐石
The first time you struck the rock
是你求告我
You have called upon me
是我叫你
And I have taught you
击打磐石
To strike the rock
但第二次你击打磐石
But the second time you did it
你没有问过我
You did not consult me
得到我的许可
You did not get my permission
凭着你自己的血气
By your own temperament
靠着你自己的经验
By your own experience, you struck the rock. You did not regard me as holy.
我要审判你
So I will punish you.
我要刑罚你
And I will judge you.
为什么上帝要刑罚摩西
Why would God do that?
上帝说
God said,
因为你不在我的百姓面前尊我的名为圣
Because before my people, you did not regard me as holy.
我要刑罚你
So I will punish you.
为什么刑罚他呢
Why?
因为他第二次击打磐石
The second time he struck the rock.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
为什么第一次击打磐石没有事情呢
Why was he okay after the first try?
为什么第二次击打磐石有事情呢
Was punished for the second one.
这个磐石是预表耶稣基督被击打为我们死只能一次
For the rock foreshadowed Jesus Christ opening himself for us just once.
Jesus was symbolized by this rock broken for us, died for us only once.
只有一次这个磐石预表主耶稣基督。
但是当摩西把他击打第二次的时候
So when he struck it the second time,
就是表示呢他不明白基督不能第二次受苦。
It means that he didn't understand that Jesus could not die the second time.
基督只一次受害。
The Bible says that he was harmed once.
就是义的代替不义的。
The righteous took the place of the unrighteous.
没有罪的代替有罪的。
The sinless took on the sinful.
为我们破开他的身体。
And his body was broken for our
sake. 为我们死。
And died for us.
流出他的宝血。
To give us his precious blood.
成为我们的活水。
To become our living water.
像磐石被打开一样的。
Like the rock struck.
这只能一次。
Only once.
摩西不是如此。
Not so for Moses.
他没有问过上帝。
He didn't consult God.
他就凭着经验。
By his own experience.
今天有很多的基督徒凭着经验做上帝的工作，用血气做错很多的事，也没有自己感觉到。
Many Christians do not know that they make a lot of mistakes by their own experiences.
所以上帝说摩西。
So God said Moses.
我不准你进到迦南。
You are not allowed into Canaan.
你虽然用40年把以色列人从埃及地带出来。
Although you delivered the Israelites for 40 years,
但你不能进去。
But you will not enter.
你现在要爬到尼波山上去。
Now you will go up to Mount Nebo.
尼波山很高。
Mount Nebo is very tall.
摩西要怎么上去？
How would Moses get up?
坐直升机吗？
Any helicopters around?
没有直升机。
No helicopter.
坐飞机吗？
Planes?
没有坐飞机。
No planes.
开快车吗？
Car?
没有车。
He has no car.
骑脚车吗？
Bicycle?
没有脚车。
No bicycle.
你要走路到山顶。
You have to walk up.
尼波山很高。
It is a tall mountain.
摩西几岁啊？
Moses?
120岁。
120 years old.
上帝给他的刑罚。
The punishment God gave him.
很残忍的刑罚。
Most cruel.
我们对不起要讲这句话。
A bit ashamed to say this.
因为我74岁，叫我爬山，一定死在半山。
I'm already 74. You ask me to climb mountain, I'll die halfway.
爬讲台都要人帮助。
Even climbing up here to be helped.
但是摩西要爬尼波山。
Moses had to climb Mount Nebo.
他年老的时候还是很健康。
So he was quite healthy when he was old.
圣经说他的眼睛完全没有损坏。
The Bible says he has clear vision.
他身体非常健康。
Still very strong.
但上帝说你爬到山上。
But God said climb the mountain.
摩西爬到山上。
When Moses climbed the mountain,
上帝你看吧。
God said, "Look,
我赐给以色列人的地就这一片地。
The promised land before you,
甜美的地。
A fertile land,
应许的地。
A promised land,
肥沃的地。
A good land,
流奶流蜜的地。
A place flowing with milk and honey,
我要赐给以色列人。
I will give it to the Israelites.
摩西啊，你看吧。
Moses, see.
你尽量看。
See as much as you want.
我告诉你
，But
你可以看。
You can see.
你不可以进去。
You will never enter it.
在约翰福音第三章告诉我
John chapter 3 tells us
如果人没有看见上帝的国
If we do not see the kingdom of God, it is because you are not born again.
人若不重生，就不能见上帝的国。
If you are not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 5 says,
人若不是从水和圣灵生，你就不能进上帝的国。
If you are not born of the water and the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
在教会有两种人。
So there are two types of people in the church.
有一种人见也见不到。
Some people don't even see.
见也进不去。
Or enter.
第二种的人
the second group,
是能见不能进去。
Can see, but cannot enter.
这两种人都没有福气。
Both are not blessed.
最有福气的是谁呢
？The most blessed.
那些能见又能进去的人。
Those who can see and enter the kingdom.
摩西看见了。
Moses saw.
摩西看见了整个上帝应许以色列的地。
The entire promised land to the Israelites.
上帝说你不可以进去。
But God said you cannot enter.
你只可以看。
You can only see.
看来以后你要死在这里。
After that you die here.
你能上山，你没有机会下山。
You can go up the mountain, never come down.
摩西就死在山上。
And Moses died there.
那么上帝借着天使把他的尸体抢去了。
And the angel then took his body.
不让魔鬼来抢他的尸体。
That Satan will not get hold.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为魔鬼抢到了摩西的尸体。
If Satan took his body,
把他埋葬这个英雄烈士的坟墓。
Will put him in a hero's tomb.
那么让很多的以色列人天天去拜摩西，就忘记拜上帝。
The Israelites will then pray to him and not to God.
神不许可他的仆人。被当作假神来敬拜。
That his servant be worshipped as a false idol.
所以摩西死的时候
，So when Moses died,
他的尸体没有人知道放在哪里。
No one knew where he was buried.
天使长已经把他带去了。
An archangel took him away.
摩西不能进去。
Moses cannot enter.
你说摩西后来进去吗
？Did he enter finally?
我告诉你
，I tell you,
摩西没有进去。
He never.
一百年以后还没有进去。
100 years later, still never.
1000年以后还没有进去。
1000 years later, still never.
1500年以后
，1500 years later,
上帝才让摩西进去。
Then God let him go in.
怎么可能呢
？How is it possible?
死了一千五百年还能进去
？1500 years later, he entered.
你记得不记得耶稣登山变相
？Remember the transfiguration of Jesus Christ.
你记得不记得
？Remember this.
当耶稣登山变相的时候
，When he was transfigured on the mountain,
摩西出现了。
Moses appeared.
以利亚出现。
Elijah appeared.
表示神在永恒中间。是让摩西可以进到迦南美地。
It means that in eternity, God allowed Moses to enter the promised land.
有生之年，他肉体的败坏使他不能进去。
But his physical self did not enter.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他没有尊主的名为圣。
For he did not regard God as holy.
今天我的讲道要在这里结束。
I will end right here.
当你对主祷告说
，When you pray to the Lord,
我们在天上的父。
Our Father who art in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
请问你自己尊主的名为圣
？I want to ask you, do you consider him as holy?
你肯不肯
？Are you willing?
从今以后定下志向。
From today onwards, we determine
对主说
to say to the Lord,
我要一生一世尊你的名为圣
For the rest of my life, I regard you as holy.
也叫别人因我的缘故
that others through me
把荣耀归给主
will give you all glory.
尊你的名为圣
and regard you as holy.
你愿意吗
Are you willing?
你愿意吗
Are you willing?
我们低头祷告
Let us pray.
当我们低头的时候
when our heads are bowed,
那个人你说主啊
if there's anyone who says, oh Lord,
你帮助我
help me,
给我尊主你的名为圣
that I will make your name holy,
给我爱你
that I will love you,
给我用我的善行荣耀你的名
that I will glorify your name with my good words,
众人因为我的缘故
that others because of me,
不是亵渎你的名
will not blaspheme against you,
荣耀你的名
but glorify your
有
name,
有这样的基督徒
A Christian like that,
请把手举起来
I ask that you raise your hand
放下去
and put it down.
感谢上帝，感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
感谢上帝，感谢上帝。我们现在安静在主的面前
Let us be still before the Lord.
静默片刻
And be silent for a moment.